KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky, and it's currently 46 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high around 60, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with the Check of States and Area News. The Iowa Department of Human Services said yesterday that a baby had been turned over to the state under the safe haven procedure. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
DHS says a baby girl was born on September 13th, but they're not releasing other details to protect the parent's identity. Parents can leave infants who are 30 days old or younger at a hospital or healthcare facility without the fear of prosecution for abandonment. It's the 45th time a child has been turned over to the state since the safe haven law went into effect in 2001. I'm Dar Danielson.
The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there have been two recent arrests. At around 2:18 a.m. on Wednesday, 46-year-old Sean Robert Collins Freeman of Belle Plaine was arrested on two counts of possession of a controlled substance and for possession of drug paraphernalia. Freeman was held in the Mills County Jail on a $2,300 bond. And at around 10:50 a.m. on Monday, 36-year-old Shane Michael Schumacher was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for failure to appear. His bond was set at $300. The Iowa Attorney's General Office is joining an effort to target abusive and illegal debt collectors. Attorney General spokesperson Lynn Hicks says it has become a nationwide problem.
We're calling this Operation Corrupt Collector, and our office is working with other AGs and the Federal Trade Commission and other agencies. Part of it is the enforcement, but a lot of what we're doing here is just educating people about what their rights are.
He says the pandemic has created a lot of stress for people, and some debt collectors are trying to take advantage of that.
So we want to make sure people understand that if they do get calls for a debt, maybe a debt they've already paid or they don't think that's theirs, or if they're getting threatening or harassing calls, that they are armed with the information they need.
He says people on the calls may not have the legal authority to collect the debt, but sound like they do.
Sometimes they seem to have enough information, a little bit of information, to fool people into thinking this might be real. One of the things we say, make sure you get the name of the collector and the collection company and all that information, and don't give out personal information over the phone.
Hicks says a common tactic is to try and scare people with threats of legal action if you don't pay right away.
Well, if somebody tries to threaten you like that, especially if they try to threaten to arrest you or suspend your driver's license or things like that, you can just hang up. And you can also report them to us, report them to the FTC.
You can call the FTC at 1-877-FTC-HELP. That's 382-4357. Or contact the Iowa Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 515-281-5926 in the Des Moines area, or toll free at 888-777-4590. All those numbers are in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com for your reference. A little more than 30 days until the election and Tuesday night's presidential debate still fresh on our minds. Iowans are being warned to be on the lookout for scammers, pretending to be pollsters, campaign volunteers, fundraisers, and even candidates. Bao Vang, the Better Business Bureau, said the crooks can be convincing.
If you have been a victim, it's so unfortunate. Please let us know if you suspect that this is happening in your community. Head to our website. It's bbb.org/scam tracker.
The site allows users to zoom in on the state of Iowa and various towns, showing where scams are being reported and what types. Nationwide, there are reports of 215,000 scams, with dozens of them in Iowa.
With all of our eyes and ears tuned into the 2020 presidential election, there is no doubt scammers are too. They follow the headlines, so they're using fake political fundraising calls to trick us into donating to a favorite candidate.
Vong says common political fraud involves polling calls with fake prize offers, fraudulent fundraising calls, and people impersonating candidates asking for contributions. She recommends donating directly to a campaign's office and to never give your credit card or personal information out over the phone. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says President Trump's nominee for a vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court will be a role model for women and their daughters.
And I'm so thankful that now other young women will see that we have had one extraordinary female Supreme Court Justice in Ruth Bader Ginsburg being followed by another truly extraordinary female in Amy Coney Barrett.
Ernst joined six other Republican senators, all women, at a news conference in Washington, D.C. Wednesday to talk about Barrett. Ernst has previously focused her public remarks on the Senate confirmation process. Tuesday, Ernst's comments suggested Barrett's advancement to the Supreme Court justice was imminent.
This is what a mom can do. I tell my daughter that all the time. A mom can be a combat veteran. A mom can serve in the United States Senate. And most certainly, a mom can be a Supreme Court justice.
Barrett, who is currently a federal judge, is the mother of seven children. Ernst has described Ginsburg as a trailblazer for working moms.
She broke so many barriers that women through all ages have faced, whether it was her faith, whether it was the fact that she was a working mother, and going on to serve on the Supreme Court.
Ern's daughter Libby is a cadet at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. A new initiative in Des Moines encourages CEOs of leading businesses to work toward racial equity. The Des Moines Register reports that CEO commitment to racial equity initiative was launched Wednesday. It includes a 7-point pledge to focus on increasing workplace and community equality in Des Moines. Those signing the pledge commit to recruit and hire more diverse employees and leadership, invest in inclusive workplace training, and use their power to advocate for political change. As of Wednesday, more than 100 organizations had signed on. Terry Branstad returns to Iowa on October 5th after resigning as U.S. ambassador to China, and His oldest son, Eric, is senior advisor to President Trump's Iowa campaign, says the former Iowa governor will immediately hit the campaign trail.
He wants to be everywhere, doing everything to support certainly our local legislative candidates, our congressional candidates, Senator Ernst, and certainly the president.
Eric Branstad said his father will campaign in other states as well.
We'll have him scheduled fully every day for 28 days, and there's only one level of work that he does, and that is turbo, and he's ready to put in that turbo kind of effort.
The former governor is 73 years old. He'll turn 74 after the election on November 17th. Branstad was Iowa's youngest governor ever when first elected in 1982. He was elected to a sixth term as governor in 2014 and was confirmed as U.S. ambassador to China in 2017. China is working to rebuild its grain stockpiles after the pandemic, and Iowa farmers will be helping to fill that order. Dermot Hayes, an ag economics professor at Iowa State University, said China's demand for corn is surging well beyond the norm.
They had been running at a deficit for several years by consuming way more corn than they produced, and they did that by getting into their stocks. And then COVID has convinced them that they need to rebuild those stocks rather than deplete them. And so that has created a scarcity there and an opportunity for us.
China is willing to buy huge quantities of American commodities, Hayes said, because Iowa corn is cheap compared to the grain produced in China.
It's good news for corn and soybean producers. Their domestic prices are about $8.50. Ours are probably closer to $3 in central Iowa. So there's a big incentive for them to buy our corn rather than their own.
And China has a storage quota of 7.2 million tons of corn, but Hayes predicts they'll go far beyond that figure. While the August 10th derecho heavily damaged millions of acres of Iowa fields, it won't prevent Iowa producers from making a big sale in China, since other nations are cutting back on their purchases.
We were going to have big carryout stocks with or without the derecho. So where China's going to get that corn is from product that we would have otherwise stored into next year. Hogs, corn, and beans have been on a tear, and it's all China-related. Some of the other markets we're having difficulty with because the world economy is slowing down. Countries are going to have to go into austerity to compensate for the money they're spending right now.
The most recent data says China will now import $21 billion in agricultural products from the U.S. in the first year of the Phase 1 deal, an increase of almost $3 billion from the first prediction back in May. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.